It was an Illinois senator, Paul H. Douglas, who pushed for this national lakeshore at the foot of Lake Michigan. It's where we're walking, and Park Superintendent Paul Labovitz says you'd be hard-pressed to find a place like this.
This is a place where you can find some of the best protected natural features in the continent next to some of the most heavily industrialized parts of the continent.
Over 500 miles away from the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore is another lakeshore. We're standing here now, Pictured Rocks, near Munising, Michigan, in the Upper Peninsula. This, too, has been formed by the wind, water, and time.
Park Superintendent Laura Rodegard sums it up.
When the light hits the water and it looks Caribbean blue and green, you have an amazing photograph and an experience.
And we're at yet another national lakeshore, the Sleeping Bear Dunes, near Traverse City on the coast of Lake Michigan.
Acting Superintendent Tom Ulrich says it's all about woods and water.
Over 30,000 acres of designated wilderness, and yet we're a really accessible park. We're a beach park. People come here and just play.
These places, along with Wisconsin's Apostle Islands and Michigan's Isle Royale, all share one common bond, our Great Lakes. Our next report focuses on industry, labor, and copper mining going back a very long time.
The oldest metal mining in the Western Hemisphere happened here in the Keweenaw.
Dave Schwann, WGN News.
We're here on the Keweenaw Peninsula at a place where copper mining flourished not only in the 19th and 20th centuries, but as far back as 7,000 years ago.
The first American Indians came shortly after the last glacier retreated. The oldest metal mining in the Western Hemisphere happened here in the Keweenaw.
Joe Holt is historian at Keweenaw National Historical Park in Calumet, Michigan. It was headquarters for the Calumet and Hecla Copper Mining Company, which in the 1860s and 70s mined more copper than any place in the world. Holt says it attracted workers from everywhere.
The Calumet schools in 1910 counted 40 different nationalities in the classrooms.
But workers' rights developed into a divisive issue. During a strike in 1913, a union party was held at a hall on Christmas Eve. When someone yelled fire, a panic ensued. There was no fire, but a stampede to leave the hall's second floor killed 73 people, over half of them children. Mining ended in Calumet in the late 20th century, but some firms are looking at the possibility of bringing it back. The labor story at Keweenaw has parallels to another industrial center, Pullman, on Chicago's south side. In our next report, we'll touch on it and its connection to another national park site, the home of Abraham Lincoln.
The Lincoln story resonates throughout the world.
Dave Schwann, WGN News.
As you walk along 8th Street at the intersection of Jackson, the place looks much as it did when Abraham Lincoln was elected here in 1860.
In many senses, we can say Abraham Lincoln's formal road to the White House starts right here, in this back parlor room on May 19th, 1860.
That's our tour guide, Richard Schult, enthusiastically telling visitors how a delegation from the Republican Convention in Chicago came to that back parlor and offered Lincoln the party's nomination for president. Lincoln's oldest son, Robert, grew up in this house and would become connected with an innovative industrial center on Chicago's south side.
It's where we are now. Pullman. Lincoln's son Robert was head of the Pullman Palace Car Company from 1901 to 1911. Pullman was the first planned industrial town in the United States, and it was here in 1894 that a violent labor strike resulted in Congress giving us Labor Day. It's also the place where the first African-American labor union was conceived. National Park Service Director John Jarvis says its stories add to America's story.
The porters, the labor story, and the rise of the African-American middle class, as well as the roots of the civil rights movement, all right here.
That's why it's one of the newest of the 411 sites supervised by our National Park Service, celebrating 100 years of America's treasures. Dave Schwann, WGN News.